Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You're listening to Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, sarcastic.aa.book. As always, I'm glad you're here with me today. Don't know if your day is starting or ending, what you're doing. Mine is just beginning, and it's November 4th here. And grateful I have no desire to drink today. Grateful that my home is a peaceful home. It was peaceful last night. It's peaceful now. The 12 steps have enabled my wife and me to have a conscious contact with a power greater than ourselves. And as a result of that, my home is peaceful. It has enabled us to live a spiritual life. And that's what I want to talk about today. Page 83 of the big book says, "The spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. It's not just something we talk about, think about. It's not just something that sounds good, that looks good on the wall, writing. It's something we have to live. And to me, I am not living a spiritual life when fear is running my life. When I am making decisions based on fear, I am not living a spiritual life. This is how I look at it. Spiritual life to me is like wearing glasses that say, "Where is God?" on them. Keeping those glasses on all day as best I can. All day. Having them on at home, having them on when I'm watching television, having them on when I'm on the street, on the road, at the store, at work. Very easy to take them off, say, this is separate from recovery, this is separate from sobriety. This is separate. Take my glasses off. I'm at work now. This is the real world now. No, the spiritual life is the real world I have come to see. I gotta keep these glasses on all day. There's no part of my life where I can afford to take them off and be okay with that. And what I wanted to talk about is how easy it is to have excuses and how easy it is to rationalize not doing this. It's easy to say, my situation's dot, dot, dot. Yeah, but dot, dot, dot. Something that essentially says God isn't big enough. I have a situation that's bigger. Every time I'm refusing to find God, refusing to look for God in things and find God in things, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying this situation's bigger, man. I understand we gotta rely on God and stuff, but however, I understand, I get what you're saying, but my situation's different. My situation's bigger than God. Have you ever met my boss? Have you ever tried to talk to my partner? Have you ever, have you ever had financial difficulty? Have you ever had health problems? Have you ever had a insane family dynamic? I mean, my situation's bigger. I understand the God thing, but my situation's a little bit more intense. It's a little bigger than God. I mean, that's what I'm saying every time I say, yeah, but. And it's not about doing this perfectly at all. You know, there's that too. There's, hey man, progress, not perfection. Yeah. Can't do this all the time, but here's the important thing for me. Every single time I tell myself I can't do it perfectly, I don't try as hard. It's a little harder to put the glasses on. That's me. Every time I say, hey man, progress, not perfection, what I'm really saying is, I've tried as hard as I can, and I'm done. I'm basically saying, I'm going to limit the amount of God in my life, man. I'm not living a spiritual life when my decisions are based on fear. When fear is running my life, I'm keeping God out of my life. I believe. I have come to look at fear as the absence of God. It doesn't matter what I believe in. It doesn't matter how much faith I tell myself I have. If my decisions are based on fear, and if I'm running my life on fear, and if I'm busy doing that, then I'm keeping God out of my house. It's not enough to just to know. Like we were just talking about in the last show. It's not enough for me just to know that God is amazing. And in there, God is there. It's no different than saying, hey man, the sun's shining, but I'm going to keep my blinds locked, shut. But I know God's out there, man. And that's enough. No. It's not enough. And I know there's a lot of fear today. Everywhere. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of has to go this way. I have my opinions. I have deep, strong opinions I'm not touching on this show. But I will say, the results don't matter. In terms of my obligation to God and the people around me. I'm supposed to be a loving, mending force to everyone, no matter what happens. I'm supposed to be a compassionate, loving human being to everyone, no matter what happens in the world. That was my job 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, yesterday. That'll be my job tomorrow, in a week, in a month, 5 years, in 10 years, that's my job. Empathy, presence, compassion. Change the things I can. Accept the things I can't change. The wisdom to know what those things are. Get better and better at that. So I know from having literally thousands of conversations about this that there's a lot of yeah buts. The poor big book is up against a lot. You read, it says right here, the spiritual way of life is not a theory. How can we, what's the vision of God's will, and how can I bring that into all of my activities? These are thoughts that have to go with me constantly. And then it's usually met with just an ocean of, yeah, however, I get it, but in other words, that's just a theory. It sounds good. It sounds good that you lose your fear of people. It sounds good that you gain interest in your fellows. It sounds good that you can live in a new and wonderful world no matter what's going on. It sounds good you can match calamity with serenity. It sounds good that you have a whole new attitude and outlook. It sounds good that your motive for helping other alcoholics becomes first and foremost about how amazing it is to freely give of yourself. Sounds good that it's an altruistic movement. Sounds good that self-seeking will slip away. But my situation's bigger, man. I got some stuff going on here. I got some real life stuff. Sounds good that God can remove whatever self-will is blocking you off. It all sounds extravagant. But not me, man. I got some serious stuff going on. Everybody does. I do grasp the severity of things. My head's not in the sand. It's to the best of my ability with God. Where is God in this? Where is God in this? Where is God? So the end result of living this way is that I woke up in a very peaceful home and I've had very peaceful interactions. That is the result of the 12 steps. You know, the fear tool that the big book gives us in the fourth step works, and it's so simple. It works. If it worked for me, it can work for you. It's so simple. And it's this. When you're afraid, realize that the reason you're afraid is that you are playing God. Realize that the reason you're afraid is that you are operating on self-reliance. That's why you're afraid. Ask God to remove the fear, and then ask God to direct your attention to what he would have you be. And then it says, at once, we began to outgrow fear. At once, we started to outgrow fear. That's the tool that the Big Book has, and it works. I implore you to try it. I mean, I know a lot of people who are afraid. I don't know a ton of people who talk about this tool and how well it works. I know some people, but try it. It works. It'll work right now, in my experience. As long as I have clean house, this works. I should say, the more clean my house is, the better it works. If I've never done an inventory, I better hurry up and do that. But it really works. It's not complicated. I don't have to work on my fears. Thank God. God removes it. As long as I'm willing to ask, and I'm willing to have my attention directed to something else. Kind of amazing. Spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. And I'll say it to anyone who needs to hear it. Everything is okay. Everything's okay. I don't know how, but I know it is. All the best stuff that's happened in my life has happened as a result of things not turning out the way really knew they should turn out. It's kind of amazing. And on that note, I'm going to go now. I'm going to go run. I'm going to go see what I can pack into the stream of life today. I keep those glasses on as best I can all day. I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. I hope you'll do the same.